Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Larry and Bart Peterson up Elkhorn Way, and we want to visit about a special dog. So good morning to you, Larry.
Good morning.
And good morning to you, Barb.
Good morning.
And we want to visit about Lily. And Lily is a quite special dog. She's being honored as the Outstanding Companion Dog in Iowa and nominated by Dr. Leonard from the Atlantic Animal Health Center on the west side of Atlantic. So we need to, I think, first talk about Lily's circumstance. She's a little bit different than a lot of dogs walking around. Larry, do you want to start the story?
Yeah, Lily, she's a two-legged dog, which makes her pretty unique, but she gets around great. She was she got hit by a car, and we tried to save one leg, and it was we got to thank Doc Leonard and all them for really helping us with her.
So you started out with trying to save one leg. I mean, one leg was gone. Tried to save another leg. You know, kind of talk about those circumstances, Barb. How did the decision make that she ended up without that leg?
She lost one of the front legs to begin with, and then the back leg, we tried several things, a rod in it, and kind of sort of would heal up, but then didn't quite heal up. We did dressing changes about daily for about 8 months, and she tolerated that just fine, worked with us just great. It was kind of difficult to keep doing it and keep going with her, but she was very patient with us and real cooperative and never nipped at us once. She did get a little carried away at getting at the dressings and this and that. Had to wear a cone for several months. Had to keep a close eye on her and had to be careful when she played with her brother. And I don't know.
But finally then that leg couldn't be saved.
Yeah, she ended up, it was healing over. She had kind of removed one of the bones in her own leg because it wasn't healing, and so it was pretty fragile, and it wasn't stable enough to hold her, and she was out playing one night and got bumped, and it snapped and had to be taken off.
So, Larry, then Dr. Leonard sort of encouraged you that said, this leg has to go also.
Yeah, when he first mentioned it, I thought, oh boy, two-legged dog, you know, and couldn't get around.
Yeah, and we should tell people what kind of dog she is and how big she is.
Yeah, she's a Siberian Husky, and she's, what was she, about 50 pounds. And
so you sort of envisioned having to carry her all over.
Carry her out around to go to the bathroom, that. And since we've been trying to get this other leg to heal, Doc Leonard said, have you noticed, you know, she's been carrying it and getting around with two legs anyway. She just stabilizes with it when she stops. And that was a hard decision, and, you know, we took his advice, and we're glad we did, because as soon as they took off that leg, we were kind of fighting infections. Her coat got better, she gained weight, and she just really turned around, and she gets around excellent. We should have maybe made that decision sooner, but we tried all we could to save it, you know.
You do the best you can, and, you know, that you would think that being two-legged would just say, oh, I can't do anything. But that's not the case, right, Barb?
No, she's a happy dog. She's right in for all the adventures she can handle. They like to get loose from us and run, hopefully not a whole lot, but they are Siberian Huskies, and they like to run. So one day I was trying to find them, found them down at the creek. Brother Snooky came. Lily was on the other side of the creek. I thought, okay, I'm going to have to swim and get her. Well, she got in the water and swam right to me with the two legs. So she's getting around great. She's always happy, and she's always on the go, and I think that's what got her through it all. I think if it was any different dog, it would have been a real problem. She just has lots of drive in her and wants to keep going.
And, you know, and I think we could all learn something from Lily, because sometimes we get a little whiny about things that happen to us.
No, she's not whiny. The only whining we hear is a coyote howl every now and then.
Larry, you want to make any comment?
And it really helps her get around. The legs are in opposing corners, so she can actually stand and balance for a while, but she does prefer to sit if she's a long time. But she can run up steps. About 4 or 5 steps is the extent of them, but she just wants to be a normal, happy dog, and she always has. It's amazing. She's like you say, we can learn a lot. We'd feel sorry for herself, but to her, it's another day, and deal with what we're given, yes, you know.
That's right. How long have you had Lily?
We've had her, would it be two and a half years, roughly about.
And got her as a puppy.
Yeah, we got her as a puppy from our daughter. It was kind of a gift, and I thought, wow, you know, a puppy. The kids go, and then we get a puppy, yeah, something to take care of, and there has been some care here, but it's rewarding. She's really a great pet.
Well, you know, just like Miss America, when you're given an award, like Lily's getting this award as a companion dog, you have some duties. And as I understand, one of her duties is going to be attend a fundraiser by the Animal Rescue League in Des Moines, when she'll get her plaque and a whole bag full of goodies. And I'm guessing Barb and Larry will be there just cheering her on.
Yeah, it should be quite interesting, since she kind of likes to be an outdoor dog and has her own mind about training sometimes. So, but she'll hoot and holler and live it up and ham it up, I'm sure.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
She will enjoy it.
Yes. And, of course, they'll be giving the awards for the Outstanding Service Dog and the Outstanding Hero Dog at that same time. So there are all three of those awards that will be handed out. And it's nice, Dr. Leonard will also be recognized, and, of course, Barb and Larry, as I was going to say, as Lily's owners, but I think, in fact, Lily owns you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's kind of in control of us. She knows how to work us and get what she wants to do in a roundabout way. Those Huskies, they're a smart dog. They're smarter than the average dog. Like Doc Leonard said, they're almost sneaky because they just know how to work you.
And, take advantage of all of that. Barb, I want to go back a little bit to the care. You mentioned that when this first happened, it was constant daily care that you had to give her.
Yeah, she had the front leg when they took it off. You know, it's hopeful that a dog will leave it alone, but, of course, they tend to want to get into things and pull sutures out or staples out. So she actually had 2-3 open wounds, one on her front leg, and then the back leg had a few open areas, too. We finally got the front leg to heal up, needed more sutures, creative dressing changes. Luckily, I'm a nurse, so I can kind of... tried about everything, and it worked. It just took a lot of patience. The back leg, it had dressing changes till almost the end, but
and yet that went through winter, because this happened in August, I believe you said, so went through winter, and of course they had to be outside. They're Huskies. How did you deal with that during snow and all that?
Well, that was the winter where we had a lot of snow 2 years ago, or not this winter, but the winter before. So she, you know, had to go outside to do her bathroom, and also wanted to go outside and play with her brother. So we had a dressing wrapped around her back leg and a splint to kind of hold the bones in place. And then we took like a plastic grocery sack, put that up over her leg, and then I had one of my wool socks that we took and slid that over that. So she had her own UGG, per se. We called it her boot, and she had to come to us, and she'd lean on us, and then we'd get her boot on, or she couldn't go outside.
And she knew that.
And she knew that, yeah. And then once she got her boot on, she could go out and wrestle and play in the snow, because they love being out in the snow.
Yeah, very good. Larry, did you get in on any of this care that Barb did?
Yeah, because, you know, I farm, so apparently I was the one with the free time in the winter. And Barb, you know, is a nurse and was busy all the time. I did a lot of dog care, almost more than I want to admit to any of my friends. But but she's sure a good dog. I mean, she, like Barb said, when it was boot time, she'd lean on you, you'd slide it all on, and then knew it was time to go then. And she just was so cooperative through the whole thing.
And I know Dr. Leonard also mentioned, there we go, Lily's going to talk to us. Dr. Leonard mentioned that when she comes to the office, she just greets everybody, loves everybody there. So she's just one of those really friendly dogs, and that's why she's getting the Iowa Companion Dog Award. So we want to thank you very much, Larry and Barb Peterson, for visiting with us and for taking such good care of Lily and brother Snooky. So until next time, here's a thought. Dogs love company. They place it first in their short list of needs, and a dog is the only thing on this earth that loves you more than he loves himself.